Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the situation in this country is worse than we thought. Now, on the last show, I explained to you how the media, the mainstream media, for the largest part, is really just a propaganda arm of the left wing. They are no longer a source for news. But that's just small potatoes, to be perfectly honest. That's small potatoes compared to what we're really dealing with. And we're going to get into it in the show. But before we start, I want to stick with the media a little bit because they hit an all-time low this week. An all-time low even for them. This week, a psychopath goes into a grocery store in Colorado and kills 10 people, including a brave police officer who was first on the scene and rushed in there to try to help people. And the very first thing that the media goes crazy about is, had to be a white man, Trump supporter. This is what happens. We talked about taking away guns, and now some crazy white redneck Trump supporter has opened fire in Colorado. And trust me when I tell you, every single one of those people who are ghouls, there's no other word for them, they're ghouls. They were wringing their hands in excitement. Oh, boy, I know it's going to be a Trump supporter. I know it's going to be a pro-gun. I know it's going to be an NRA guy. They even went so far as to tweet, well, it's obviously a white man because they brought him out alive. The cops brought him out alive. If that had been a black man or a man of color, he'd have been shot dead, of course. Kamala Harris's own niece tweeted something along those lines. The Vice President of the United States' niece. Ah, but fate is a cruel master, isn't it? And it turns out it's an anti-Trump Muslim, not a white man, not a Caucasian, but an anti-Trump Muslim who was born in Syria and was very much not a right winger. And now you can hear crickets. No one's bringing up, hey, maybe you people, you know, after all, did Joe Biden not get finished bombing Syria? Maybe this is some retaliatory thing. Or worse, maybe your rhetoric about how these horrible people need to be eradicated from the face of the earth, these terrible, terrible Trump supporters who are enemies of the state. Maybe your rhetoric caused this, huh? Maybe we should point the finger back at you. But you see, the right wing never do that. We didn't blame the shooter on the ball field who shot Steve Scalise. We didn't blame him because he was a part of Bernie Sanders' actual campaign. He was a volunteer for Bernie Sanders. We didn't blame Bernie Sanders. We said, nah, he's a nut. And again, the right wing in this country say, no, we're not going to blame. I'm not going to blame any rhetoric. He's just a nut. Okay. But you will not get that. If this man was, in fact, an NRA member, if this man was, in fact, a Trump supporter, if this man was, in fact, white, Caucasian, you'd never be hearing the end of it. You'd never be hearing the end of it. And they still decided we're going to turn it into an anti-gun issue. So I want people to understand something very clearly. Making something illegal, here's the argument that cracks me up. The left will say, if you make abortion illegal, it's not going to stop it. People will just get it illegally. And then you're putting more people in danger. Okay, well, how come that's not the case for guns then? Because the exact same thing will happen. Drugs are illegal. People get them. Do you think for 1 minute that if you make guns illegal, that's not going to open up a black market for people to sell guns? Do you think for 1 minute there aren't people wringing their hands saying, go ahead and make it illegal because I'm going to be a millionaire selling them? You're just going to open up another market. And the media knows that, and the Democrats know that. They don't care. They want to disarm you. They don't care about the criminals. If they cared about the criminals, why the hell are they letting them out of jail and bail reform? Murderers, rapists, child molesters. Right back out onto the street, pal. No worries. We got your back. Ask how many gang members in Chicago got their gun legally. How many of them 17-year-olds applied for a gun permit? None, because they wouldn't get it, because they're not old enough to get it. Einstein. Be fooled. This isn't about taking guns away from the bad guys. Now, let me tell you straight up. I'm not for some felon or somebody who's had 8 years of psychiatric treatment for being abusive and psychotic. I'm not for them being able to get a gun. I'm for background check. Obviously, you don't want some psychopath who has been in jail 10 times for nearly killing his wife, beating up the neighbors, to walk into a Walmart somewhere and buy a gun and walk out with it. But you see, that don't happen. I don't know if any of you have ever bought a gun, but that doesn't happen. You don't just go waltzing into the gun shop and say, I think I'll take that one there on the left and 50 rounds of ammunition and you get it. That's not what happens. You have to go through a check. And occasionally they miss people because they're incompetent. Which brings me to my next point. Folks, scarier than the fact that the media is a propaganda arm for the left wing, the enforcement arm of the left wing apparently has become the FBI. Don't believe me? I'm not saying every FBI agent. I'm not saying every person who goes out there and toils and breaks up white slavery rings and everything is a left-wing demagogue. I'm just saying the higher up are, and I can prove it. You think James Comey did not lie under oath? You think all of the FBI agents involved in this Russian propaganda against Donald Trump did not lie? Did not attempt to overthrow an election? To change the results of an election based upon their political beliefs? They did. The FBI and the left wing decided we're going to decide who the president is. Not you people. And we're going to do our damnedest to frame, belittle, impeach, or remove a sitting president that you elected. They did that. They did that. It's not maybe. They did it. When Hillary Clinton's scandal came up, however, it was cover it up, nothing to see here. She had a private server. It was hacked by China. It was hacked by the Russians. No big deal. No big deal. Everything's good. But when some guy is literally told by the opposition party, we will pay you to dig up dirt, and he says, this stuff isn't even legit, but, here's it, for what it's worth, here it is. And you hand it to the FBI and say, the opposition party paid for it. And yeah, it's probably all lies, but what do you think? And they say, let's go and get a subpoena to wiretap. When you know it's fake, when you know you have no corroborating evidence whatsoever, you're working hand in hand with a political party to overthrow another political party. That is illegal. That is illegal. Oh, but I have more on the FBI because this Colorado shooter. First thing they say, he was on our watch list. Oh, he was? Well, that's funny because the last two or three shooters seem to be on your watch list and you're not doing anything. What do you mean he's on your watch list? You're quick to drag a 74-year-old Roger Stone out of his house in the middle of the night in his underwear with CNN reporters just happened to be on the scene and a whole SWAT team because that man's so dangerous. So dangerous. But when neighbors are calling up, when family members are calling up, when schoolmates are calling up and saying, you better go to do something about this guy, he's insane. No, nothing to see here. Oh, he did shoot 10 people after all? Well, we were watching him. We knew about him. You knew about him? Great. You did nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if you think Christopher Wray is any better than James Comey, you've lost your mind. They're all in the tank. Every last one of those people are in the tank. And again, I'm not saying you're normal FBI agents. I'm saying the higher-ups, the hierarchy. They all have a political agenda. They don't want you to have guns either, by the way. Make their life easier. But the criminals are still going to have guns. Go to any street corner in a bad neighborhood, you're going to buy a gun. Might not be a good one, you're still going to buy one. And I got news. There are places you could probably buy good ones. And more and more and more are going to open up if they ban guns. The only people who are going to obey gun laws are people who obey laws. Don't you get that? It's a farce. A total farce. In the meantime, armed guards are around the Capitol building. And the place is barbed wired and fenced. And you'll be shot dead if you attempt to get in. How come they need guns? I thought guns were bad. I thought we didn't need to protect borders. I thought walls didn't work. I thought all of that stuff was just being Hitler, or being a dictator. Wow. Amazing. Just amazing. Folks, you can't rely on the FBI. You can't rely on our top law enforcement agency. You can't rely on them. Because at the end of the day, the FBI agents have to take their orders. And they're taking orders from people who are politically motivated. I don't care what they say. And oh, by the way, all of this stuff about had to be a white man. Do you understand that there's reverse racism in this country? And I don't want to hear any crap about you can't be racist against a white person. Yes, you can. Of course you can. Somebody shoots somebody dead and says, I shot him dead because I hate white people, you're a racist. If you say, I'm not going to hire that man because he's white, you're a racist. That's the very definition of racism. Well, now it's not even being hidden because some of our elected officials are suggesting that if you are white, you should not be hired for certain jobs. Others are saying being white is a pandemic. It's a pandemic if you're white. Those are actual words. I didn't make them up. Do you understand that not hiring someone because they are white is a violation of civil rights? Nobody cares. We'll blatantly break the law. We don't care. We're in power now. You want to talk about dictatorships? Reverse that. Reverse that. If a sitting member of the House or Senate ever stood up and said, introduce a bill where you can't hire any black people or any Chinese people or any Mexican people, they would be thrown out. That day, that minute, that hour, they would say, you're gone, you're done, you're finished. Your career's over, pack your shit, get out. You can do that if you're white, though. You say, oh, yeah, white people, no. And people just sit by and take it. And they're too dumb to realize they're creating racists. Because for every non-racist white person who says, I don't care what your skin color is, suddenly if you care what mine is, it starts to become an issue, doesn't it? Bitter. And you make people angry. And then you make people racists who weren't racist before. So maybe that's your plan. I'm beginning to think that's your plan. You want to divide this country because you think it's easier to divide and conquer. You want to birth a whole new breed of racists by saying outrageous things like being white is a pandemic. If you're white, you should be ashamed. If you're white, you should be hired for a job. That's racism, folks. Now, either you hate racism or you don't. I hate all racism. But that includes racism against white people. And if you think it doesn't exist, you are a moron. I don't know how you tie your shoes in the morning. Because you're not only wrong, you're stupid. Because it's all around you. When someone says you should not be hired for a job based on your skin color, and you say that's not racist, well, then I don't know what it is. You define what it is. But no one's calling them out. These are people you elected. No one's calling them out. Not even the Republican Party. There's nobody in the Republican Party saying that's outrageous to say that. I want that person removed. Everybody's just like, well, what? Grow a set. I'm tired of hearing there's no such thing as racism against the white or Caucasian people. Baloney. In the meantime, you got people down at Miami Beach during spring break, and everyone is having a seizure. Oh, my God, they violated curfew. It's a super spreader. Send the armed guards down to beat them. Beat them if you have to. They don't care about people's health. They don't care if they kill people. Bunch of crazy, nasty, perverted, demented college kids. Turn the water cannons on them. In the meantime, at the border, 750% capacity, not one person wearing a mask, being released out into the public with no COVID tests. God knows where they're going. And nobody cares. That's not a super spreader. Nobody says a word. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people flooding into towns, no COVID tests, no idea whether they're sick or not, no masks, no social distancing, don't care. Not a word. Not a single word. Now they're putting them up in military bases. This is the new thing in Texas. Oh, we're going to have to put a whole bunch of them up in military bases where our soldiers are. Really? I thought you were sending them all back. Isn't that what Jen Psaki said? The majority are being sent back. Apparently, Jen Psaki needs to go back to grade school math because 13% is not the majority. And that's what you're sending back, 13%. And then you got the bumbling, stumbling idiot who gave a State of the Union, whatever the hell address he gave today. Did I watch it? Yes, I'll talk about it another show. I got plenty to say, but I got enough to say in this show. But you got that idiot, hands it over to Kamala Harris. I'll wash my hands of it. Kamala, you handle this. What's Kamala Harris's reaction? Are you going to the border, Ms. Harris? Not today. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny that kids are being raped on the way here. It's funny that we're having a super spreader event. It's funny that even Democratic governors are saying, enough! And mayors of towns, we can't handle this. You have to stop. But it's funny to Kamala Harris. Can you imagine if Donald Trump laughed about that? That would be a soundbite on CNN and MSNBC for 5 years. What, he says a word now, it's okay. What happened to kids in cages? What happens to, we want transparency? What happens to AOC going to the border and crying over things that weren't even happening? Where is she now? They won't even let her in. They won't let the press in. Cannot come in and see the conditions. Why? You might catch COVID. Oh, really? So you're admitting that COVID is running rampant there, but you're letting those people out into the general public. So let me get this straight. It's too dangerous for reporters to come in because they might catch COVID. But it's not too dangerous to release the people they might catch COVID from into the general population. Because they don't care. They hope it comes back. It'll lock you down again. And that's what they want. Because they want your business gone. Don't you understand? It's not going to hurt Amazon. It's not going to hurt Target. It's not going to hurt Walmart because they're not going to allow them to close. That'll be fine. You can open. It's just mom and pop. Mom and pop, close it up. Work for the machine or wait for your paltry check or starve. Who cares? There's going to be no more of this ridiculous capitalism. You don't get to open a business. You get to work for the machine. That's what they want. Ultimately, that's what they want. They don't want you in business. You might thrive. You might not need their help. You might not need their support. See, they already got big business. They don't care. And by the way, if you think for 1 minute that big business is on their side because they think it's just perfectly fine to pay more taxes, you're insane. They're not going to pay a dime more taxes. They've all been filtered out of this. Amazon won't pay any more. None of these people will pay any more. None of these big left-wing donors will pay any more. If they were going to pay that much more, they wouldn't vote for them. Duh. If you're the head of a gigantic corporation and the very people you vote for says, we're going to take 75% of your profits away from you, I'm not voting for you. No, they're falling all over themselves, giving them money to support their campaign. Ask yourself why. Because they want to give 75% of their money away? They could do that at any time. Amazon could write a check to the federal government tomorrow. They'd take it. They'll take it, their money. So what was stopping them? Because they're not going to pay any more, folks. You are. Because you better sneaky about it. They're not just going to say, oh, you make 80 grand a year. We're going to raise your taxes by 20%. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to raise everything that you need to consume by 10 or 15%. Your gasoline, your heating oil, your food, your goods, your services. That's going to be a tax. It's really just a tax. And when the cost of living goes up, well, I guess you just have to eat less, buy less. You think that's good for the economy? Right now, as we speak, people whose first act wanting to be a part of our country is to break our laws are being treated better than people who have defended the rights to freedom in this country. You know how many homeless vets there are right now? Did anyone ever suggest that Army bases take them in? Did anybody ever suggest we spend $86 million to put them up in hotels? You know what you told them? Lay on the goddamn street with a cardboard sign that says, vet, anything will help, and hope a car comes by and gives you a dollar. So you can go to McDonald's and get something off a dollar menu to eat tonight so you don't starve. And you can sleep under a trestle so you hope that it doesn't rain on your head. But if you come here from another country, boy, we'll put you up in a hotel, free everything, free education, free health care, free everything. Because according to them, they're more American than you are. Didn't you hear them say that? I heard them say that. They said, this is the very spirit of America. People want to come here and do whatever. They're as much American, if not more, than some people here. Well, they're more American than you. Because you're communists. But they're not more American than me. And I got a newsflash for you, buddy. If America's supposed to be one big family, you take care of your family first. And if you don't have enough money to feed your family, you sure as hell don't give it to somebody else. So I don't want to see veterans laying under a trestle with a cardboard sign that says anything will help while you're flooding tens of thousands of people into this country so they can vote for you. Because you know that guy under that trestle ain't voting for you. And you couldn't give a damn. You wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire. The very people you sent to war, by the way, the very people who sacrificed everything, their health, their mental health, their families, their relationships, oftentimes lost limbs, at very least lost a good portion of their life. And they come back and they sleep under a goddamn trestle. But let somebody come here from Guatemala and they'll be put up in a hotel at taxpayers' expense. And you think that's America? Well, you got a damn poor definition of it. And I don't want to hear any bleeding heart liberals either say, but the children, there are plenty of children right now who are homeless. There are plenty of children in America right today who have nothing to eat. Are you suggesting that they don't count? Maybe they don't, because some of them are white, but hey, I got news for you. A lot of them aren't. I'm all for helping people, but not at the expense of the citizens of this country. We have homeless people now we need to deal with. We have families in crisis now that we need to deal with. We have veterans now that we need to deal with. Deal with them first. When those problems are solved, God bless you. If we've got money left over and we can get people across this border who is going to contribute to the United States of America in a positive way, God bless them. This is the equivalent. And I know I'm going to get myself in trouble. Ask me if I care. This is the equivalent of your child and a stranger falling out of your boat in a fishing trip, and you can only save one, and you say, I'll save the stranger. My kid will just have to understand. Would you do that? Now, reluctantly, you want to save both. Of course you do. You got to make a hard choice. What do I do first? Do I go after my kid first or the strange kid first? What do you think you're going to do? Ask yourself that question, bleeding heart liberal. Ask yourself that question. You're going to go after your kid first. And if you're not, you're an idiot. And then if you have time, of course you're going after the other kid. But that's not what's happening. We're basically saying, hey, homeless, starving kids, veterans, fend for yourself. These people need it more. And they're not Americans, but they'll vote for us. That's what you're doing. And you think that the American people are blind to it. Some are. So now we get to this Colorado shooter, and all we hear about now, we don't hear about, well, he could have been a radical Muslim. He certainly didn't like Donald Trump. He certainly had some very weird views of this country, and he certainly was a little bit wacky in the head. All we hear is we need gun control. I may have to sign an executive order. Again, another one. Executive order to do what? Come and take everybody's gun? Are you insane? And by the way, when you say something as dumb as, well, what do you need to have an AK-47 for? You can just protect your house with a shotgun. Can you? You can protect your house with a shotgun? Well, I'd like to see you. Two or three people break into your house. You've got a shotgun. You've got no chance. Number one, the reload time is too long. Number two, if they did happen to get into your house and grab someone that you love, you can't take the chance because the spread is too far. Number three, they're very easy to miss. You want to go bear hunting with one of them? Go ahead. I dare you. Go take a shotgun and go in the woods and go try to hunt a grizzly bear. See how you make out. You ain't going to make out good. So don't tell me that crap. It's not like this is an Uzi submachine gun. You're not walking into Walmart saying, give me an Uzi submachine gun. That's what people think. No, nobody needs that. You could wipe out an army with it. Yeah, you're not getting an Uzi submachine gun. Calm down. Just another ploy on your emotions to try to get a bill passed, to steal away another one of your rights. By the way, they're trying to sneak through Washington, D.C. becoming a state. Can you imagine? That means they get two more senators. And you know they're all going to be Democratic senators. Of course they're going to be Democratic senators. 96% of the people voted Democrat in Washington, D.C. 96%. Oh, they don't want to tell you that normally in U.S. history, when you add a state, you add two so that it balances each other out, Alaska and Hawaii. Balance each other out a little bit. No, they don't want to do that. Oh, are you open to maybe adding another state? Maybe no. Of course you are not. Of course you're not. absolutely ludicrous. So the situation is much worse than we think, because what the plan is to flood this country with illegals who are totally reliant upon the government. And by the way, if they say one more time, or I hear one more African-American tell me that the Democratic Party is on their side, my head is going to explode. The lower income African-Americans who have the lower income jobs in this country are going to be threatened by these illegal immigrants. They're going to take your jobs. I'm telling you, they're going to take your jobs. Or you're at least going to be in competition for them. And who do you think gives them these jobs? I'll tell you who does. The Democratic donors who need their gardeners and who need maids and butlers. They need all this stuff, right? They don't want to pay. Who was it the other day that was quoted as saying, well, you know, I don't want to have to pay $15 an hour to American workers. That's why it's so vital that we have immigrants come over here. Oh, I see. I see why it's vital. So you don't have to pay the same wages. So while you're advocating for $15 an hour minimum wage, you're saying, but not for me. I'm going to pay illegals off the books, 10 bucks, 8 bucks. And they think they're rich. You guys are unbelievable. You're the biggest hypocrites in the world. I've never seen in my lifetime anyone so hypocritical and proud of it. It used to be that if you were hypocritical and you were caught, you'd try to make an excuse. You'd say, no, this is the reason why it's different. Now they're just like, yeah, so what? Good for me, not for you, so what? They're proud of it. Don't believe me? Well, I got news for you. The other day, Ted Cruz is having a press conference, and they said, could you please put on your mask, Mr. Cruz, because you're making us feel very uncomfortable. And Ted Cruz rightfully says, no, I'm not going to put on my mask. I've had my vaccine. And if you feel uncomfortable, tough. Well, we do feel uncomfortable, and we'd ask that you comply with our wishes. No, I'm not going to. You're free to leave. And they left. These reporters actually left. How many times have you seen Jen Psaki wear a mask during a White House press conference? How about zero? Did any reporters get up and leave? The answer is no. The answer is no. You see, it only works if you're on the opposite side. No COVID rules apply. Immigrants can come in by the hundreds of thousands. Not tested, not wearing masks, flood into the country, and they say, it's not going to spread. There's no danger. 200 kids on a beach, shoot them all dead before they kill everyone. It's going to be the Spanish plague if these kids are on the beach for another extra hour, past curfew. You're insane if you believe any of this. You're absolutely insane. And then you're told, well, It's vital you take the vaccine, but once you take the vaccine, that doesn't change anything. You still have to social distance. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to practice this, that, and the other thing. Then what's the point? If it changes nothing, you know, if you go worldwide, about, a little less than 1% of the people who take this vaccine either dies or has a really, really, really bad reaction, sometimes permanent. If you do your math, about 1% of the people who get COVID die or have permanent problems from it. So it's the same ratio. So before you rush to take your vaccine, hey, that's your choice. You want to take the vaccine, take it. Maybe it's a good thing. But if you're telling me the vaccine is the answer, then you got to tell me once you take this vaccine, and you're around other people that take it, you don't need to wear masks. You've taken the vaccine. You don't need to social distance. You've taken the vaccine. But that's not what they're telling you. They're telling you nothing changes. Because they got an election coming up. They need to get you home again. In what, a year and a little bit more? Yeah. So you can better believe this is going to stick around for a little while, folks, until you're just civil disobedience, until you just say, no, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just not doing it anymore. Simple as that, folks. Simple as that. Selective enforcement of COVID rules. So what have we got here? We've got a media that is 100% in the tank for the left-wing party. We've got the hierarchy of the number one law enforcement agency in our country, the FBI, in the tank. And we have literally floods of people entering this country illegally. I don't care if they're being let in. It's still illegal. The bottom line of the situation is this. You are supposed to have an adequate reason for coming into this country. If you're seeking asylum, your life has to be in danger. It's just not, well, you know what, I couldn't find a job. Well, that's too bad. There's people who can't find jobs here. We're not responsible for Mexico's unemployment rate. We're not responsible for Mexico having too high of cost of living or whatever it is that they want to come here. Political asylum means my life is in danger. I can prove that if I stay in my country, my life or the life of my family is in dire danger. That's what it means. You think all these people can prove that? Of course they can't. How many people have slipped by that was on the terrorist watch list? Or that we've caught? We've caught some. And I want you to understand that the woman in charge now, because Joe Biden put her in charge, is Kamala Harris, who once said, ICE is like the basically the KKK. That's what she said. Those are her own words. So if she thinks ICE is the KKK, what do you think she's going to do at the border? Think she's going to solve this problem? When you say things that irresponsible, you should not be the Vice President of the United States. She was handpicked for Joe Biden, and the reason she was handpicked for Joe Biden is they really wanted a radical, radical left-wing president, but they knew the public wouldn't vote for him. So they found someone they thought, well, Joe Biden is considered a moderate, but he's so senile and so easily led by the nose, AOC herself said it. He's the easiest one to control. That's what she said. She admitted it because she's too stupid not to say the loud part or the quiet part out loud. That's how stupid she is. Much more easily controlled. Yeah, I guess he is. So, Joe, you shut up and do what you're told. We'll get your ass across the finish line. And when you have served out your usefulness, which will be about a year, Kamala Harris, who no one voted for, including her own party, by the way, she got less than 1%, will be your president. Who elected that president? Was it the people? It was a hand-picked Democratic Party choice. That's going to be your president. I'm telling you, that's going to be your president. It's your president right now, if you want the truth. Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. So there's your president, backed up by the FBI, who's willing to vilify and I guess arrest anybody who steps out of line. Right now, there's a bill going on that if you're a Trump supporter, you're an enemy of the state. Since when does a political party or the person that you vote for become an enemy of the state? Well, there was an insurrection, and every Trump supporter was there, every one of them. And by the way, there was no insurrection. That's another lie. A few people breaking in with bad intent, and other people just coming in thinking, hey, they opened the doors. We can go in and take a look around. That's not an insurrection. Some idiot in Viking horns who's at every single rally, whether it's left wing, right wing, in the middle, whatever it is, just to get his ass on television, is not an insurrection. See, insurrectionists come with guns. They come with guns blazing. They come well organized. They come ready to seize the building from all angles. That didn't happen. And you still got walls up because you're afraid. But boy, tear down those walls at the border and take away the guns from the people. Only we deserve your protection. In the meantime, they're not telling you about Antifa running wild again, burning down places, trying to burn down a federal bank. They're not reporting this on TV because they don't want you to know it. And they're filling your heads with propaganda. The gas prices did not go up because anything Joe Biden did. It's supply and demand, and there's heavier demand this time of year. Well, that's very funny, because for 3.5 years before the pandemic, there was no demand. Summertime came. There was a higher demand for gas, and gas didn't go up. In fact, it went down. So what was the magic wand, folks? Please tell me. How come Donald Trump managed to keep gas prices stable, and as soon as he's out of office, they rise by $1 a gallon? Oh, but it's not Joe Biden who did that. Now, who did that then? How come the first year Trump was in office, 2016, how come in the summer of 2016 gas prices didn't spike? How come the summer of 2017 gas prices didn't spike? How come the summer of 2018 gas prices didn't spike? They didn't spike because he kept the supply. Joe Biden's doing. I don't care what Facebook says, Facebook fact checkers. A bunch of neck-bearded communists sitting in mommy's basement saying, that thing challenging me. And they lie. The other day I put up a thing saying one of the heads of a Black Lives Matter movement was arrested for taking donation money and spending it on a house, firearms, and prostitutes. I didn't make it up. Go look at his arrest. It's public record. You know what the fact checkers put? Black Lives Matter organization was not involved in misappropriating funds. So this is false. I didn't say they were. Did you read what I wrote? I wrote a member, him, this guy, and I put his picture. So you're going to tell me that that guy was not arrested for the very thing I said? You're lying. He was. But you had to find a reason to fact check it. So you're trying to put words in my mouth saying I said that Black Lives Matter as a group was found to have done this. I never said any such thing. I never said any such thing. I said one guy who was a local leader of a Black Lives Matter movement in a state misappropriated funds and was arrested for it, and he was. So everything I said was true. You decided to put a slant on it and say, you're insinuating. I'm not insinuating anything. You're a liar. And when I called them on it and said you're lying, they didn't respond because they know they're lying. Because they are, once again, a propaganda arm of the left-wing party. If you're on Facebook, you will never get the truth. Because they will find a reason to say there's a fact check here, and the minute somebody sees a fact check, they just say, oh, that's the whole thing's a lie. God forbid you say he was wearing a white shirt and he was wearing a yellow shirt, because then they'll say this is not true. He was not wearing a white shirt when he murdered all those people. He was wearing a yellow shirt. Oh, yeah, that changes things. Propagandists. Anti-free speechers. Ridiculous. Anyone want to hear more ridiculous? Kamala Harris is very proud to announce that she is going to have a little get-together to try to, I guess it's going to be on the empowerment of women. How to empower women. And she's going to have this meeting with Bill Clinton, which is the equivalent of asking Jeffrey Epstein for tips on babysitting. Have you lost your mind? Do you need any further proof that they don't care what Mario Cuomo's doing in New York? I told you these people aren't doing this because they're morally outraged that he sexually harassed women. They don't care. They just want to run a more socialist candidate. He's not socialist enough for them. He's not far left-wing enough for them. We need you out of there, Cuomo, so we can get even further socialist and communist. Get out of the way. Oh, good. We'll reveal you sexually harassed women. We'll be your worst enemy and say, see, we care so much. We're morally outraged about one of our own, and we're going to call him on the carpet. You liars. How come you're still hanging around with Bill Clinton then, eh? How come the vice president's going to have him as a special, what do you want to call him, expert on empowering women? A million things come to my mind that I can't say on this radio show. But I'm going to tell you this. If you can't see through that, you are blind as a bat. This is Kamala Harris, the woman who said, Joe Biden probably did sexually harass that woman. I believe that woman. Joe Biden is a racist. Oh, but Joe Biden's the greatest man ever now that you're his vice president, right? Believe all women, except if they accuse Bill Clinton. If they accuse Bill Clinton, then immediately you have to hold a summit about empowering women and make him the special guest speaker, huh? Because he knows so much about empowering women. You phonies. You're not even covering up how phony you are. You're waving it in our face and saying, who cares? We're in power. We'll do what we want, and you'll eat it. And I'm waiting for a Republican to step up and call bullshit. Why do you think Donald Trump got elected? He got elected because he said what people were thinking. He got elected because he had the guts. All of these other feckless Republicans are just like, well, you know, Bill Clinton had done some good things for women when he was in office, and I can understand how they might want to have a conference. Well, come on. Where's that one Republican who says he's been accused of rape 5 times? How the hell is he even in your party, let alone the vice president talking to him about empowering women? He's got a logbook where he's on Jeffrey Epstein's island, and a girl who says 27 times he had her, his way with her on an island when she was 16. But you got to believe all women. Let's say you accuse one of your own, or Cuomo, or somebody you need out of the way. If tomorrow they decided Bill Clinton's got to get out of the way, suddenly they'd believe everyone. Suddenly Bill Clinton would be a lowlife. Suddenly everyone would come out and universally say the same thing. We are horrified. And he needs to immediately be ostracized and possibly arrested. Yeah, yeah. Once you've wrung him out like an orange and you've gotten all the juice out of it and you want to throw it away. But as long as he still has a little bit of usefulness, boy, you're going to cling to him. You don't give a damn what he does. And you've got the media to cover for you, and you've got the most powerful law enforcement agency in the country to cover for you. There's nothing to stop them, folks. I got hard news for you. You're not going to stop them. Welcome to the new America. I don't know. You know how this is going to end? It's going to end badly. It'll end when the people have had enough, and unfortunately, probably an extreme right-wing lunatic who makes Donald Trump look like Jimmy Carter will come out of the woodwork and will move so far to the right that is no good, where a lot of us don't want to be. Because they're creating that. They're creating the tension. They're creating the sense of you don't count. If you have an opposite view politically, you don't count. That eventually the people are going to get sick of it, and they're going to elect someone who does fight back, even if they fight back radically. And that's not what this country needs either. They tried to make Donald Trump that person, saying he's radical, he's this, he's that. Actually, he wasn't. There were more jobs created for blacks and minorities during his administration than any other administration. There were more women in his cabinet than Obama had. You were just lied to by the media every single night. That was their job. They were told, your job is to brainwash the people. Your job is to bring them this. We'll write your manifesto. You say it verbatim over and over again. You can get clips of people using the same verbiage over and over on different networks, same exact verbiage. They don't have the same writers, folks. That's very interesting. You're using the same exact verbiage. Because it was written for you by the Democratic Party, who said, this is what you will say. This is what the people need to know. And you will say nothing else. You will follow your orders and brainwash the masses into thinking this is an evil man who does nothing right. In the meantime, we'll hide this old man in the basement, claim COVID is responsible for it, sneak him across the finish line by changing voter laws illegally, getting dead people to vote, doing whatever we got to do. It doesn't matter what we have to do. We will get him across the finish line. And when we do, we will take power for life because we will use executive order. We will make Washington, D.C. a state. We will flood the country with immigrants who will all vote for us. We will turn Texas blue. And we will be in power for life. This is what you're staring down the barrel of. And anyone who opposes us, the FBI will sic. Because they will be ordered to sic them by the higher-ups. And until some FBI agents grow spines and say, hey, I'm not working for a political organization. I'm not working for a law enforcement agency who turns political. Until a couple of those FBI agents come out and tell the truth, we're at their mercy. Because now if you're a Trump supporter, you are basically an insurrectionist. You are basically an enemy of the state, according to them. And even worse, if you're white. If you're a white Trump supporter, you better forget it. You might have to go to an internment camp. You may have to go to re-education class to re-educate you, to think the way they think and do what they do. And if you don't think that's on the table, you're wrong. You're wrong. We're living in a scary time, folks, and it's way worse than you thought. It's way worse than you thought. Because as much as I brought you today, there's a lot that I don't know. And we will never be privy to. Because it's done behind closed doors, clandestine, and we will never know it. At least for many, many, many years. But they are coming for every single one of your freedoms. They want to change this from the government relies upon you for your hard work and tax dollars to fund this country to you rely on the government for your very existence. They want to squash the free market. They want to squash any form of capitalism. We'll give you your money. We'll tell you how much you should make. We'll tell you where you should spend it. We will tell you who to vote for. And you will do as we say, or you'll be put on an FBI watch list. You will use the verbiage we tell you to use. You will stop using the words we tell you are taboo. And if you don't, you will be ostracized. You will be fired from your jobs. You will be cast aside. Your checks will stop coming in. Your businesses will be closed. You know, I just heard of a business owner in New York City who was given a large fine. He repairs computers. And he does not sell used computers that people bring in or cell phones. He said, the reason I don't is because too many people bring them in that are stolen. So I don't buy them. Because if I did, I would have to have a special license, according to New York City, to go on this site to register to find out if any of these are stolen. You have to punch in every serial number and wait a certain age. I just don't want to do it. So I don't do that. However, if someone does bring their laptop in and they don't pick it up in a year and they owe me $250 for the repair, I have the legal right to sell it. So those I will sell. Well, he was given a huge fine and an appearance from court because they sent in a guy who said, you have used laptops for sale and you're not complying with New York's policy. Do you think this is the right time to send people in to businesses that managed to survive the pandemic to fine them? Do you think this is the right time to make sure every T is crossed and every I dotted? Or do you think this is the time to call these people up and say, is there anything we can do for you? We know you've suffered through a hard time and we want you to stay in the city. We want your business to survive. No, they don't want you to survive. They want you gone. How dare you make your own money? How dare you thrive in this country without working for the machine? How dare you? No, the whole thing with the cash, everything will, that's like China. Everything's on a card. You know why everything's on a card? So they can track everything that you buy. Every dime. You want to stop at an ice cream stand, they know you bought a double scoop of Rocky Road. They want complete power over you. How dare you have a lawn sale and make $18? and put it in your pocket. How dare you, you communist, you horrible person. You paying your taxes on that? How dare you? We'll do away with cash so we know what your $18, what you made. All of your rights are about to be taken away. The only thing that could ever stop this is if we take back the House and we take back the Senate. And truthfully, I don't see it, because if they're going to rig a presidential election, and please, please don't tell me there was no rigging of it. I'm not telling you that voting machines were rigged. I'm not telling you that. What I am telling you is this. You changed the law unconstitutionally. You did it on purpose. You used COVID as an excuse to keep people home. Now you want to be able to go into, literally go into nursing homes, literally go into places where people are infirmed, get their votes, which is ballot harvesting. No one's going to monitor you, by the way. So you could literally go in there and say, okay, well, I don't know, 100 people voted for who we don't want, throw them out. Nobody's going to stop you from doing that because they don't know it. That's what you want. You want everyone inside. You want everyone not to come to them polls and really voice their opinion so you can manipulate it any way you want to manipulate. This is not paranoia. They're doing it right in front of your face. They're openly telling you that's what we're going to do. Joe Biden said there'd better be a surge at the border. If I'm the president, there should be immediate surge to the border. That's what he said. Go play it back. And then when they surge the border, that's Trump's fault. Oh, it is? You said it, Einstein. This isn't a crisis. You created this. But it's worse than we think, folks. Because this crisis, for us, is their Disneyland. And while they're getting all of our attention on this, watch what they're doing behind you. He's focused on the border, the border, the border. And while everybody's focused on that, let's go do this. And nobody will know and nobody will report it because the big news will be the border. You're being played. And it's a lot worse than we thought. We can right the ship. But right now, I'm not very optimistic.